innocence is very much associated with the inner child within. Innocence is associated with the archetype of the spring, the exuberant energy that jumps forth life to sprout all over the earth. It is the energy that takes what appears dead and fallow and brings it back to life, beaming with life. It is the energy of wonder. It is the energy where all is possible. Every individual, regardless of their life's trajectory, have an orchard of firsts. Every individual was a child. They had their first time on a swing. They had their first time to a beach. They had their first red balloon. They had their first ice cream cone. When we discuss these concepts with adults, many adults cannot recall any of their firsts. When I work in session with people, I explain that when I find an adult that is unable to connect with their firsts, it is indicative that the individual has exiled within themselves the energy of their inner child. The inner child, for whichever reason, whether it was because of trauma or shame, has been banished from the circle of their inner consciousness. Because of that, the individual walks around soldiering every day, and every day is the longest day. It is one long, continuous day. They feel fatigued and tired, irritable. They're looking anxiously for ways to escape. Tonight's lesson is about innocence. It is about welcoming the inner child back home. It is about reconnecting with the thriving pulse of possibility of that inner child and allowing that inner child to open up the wellsprings of the heart. We can all just take a few moments to focus on the innocence of a child. Children go to the park. They do not look with whom they play with. They do not notice what language, color of one's skin, whatever tribalistic, nationalistic fervor is prevalent in one's society, children manage to bypass these considerations. Children are closely intertwined with emotion. When one child cries, the other individual feels pain. When one child feels laughing, exuberance, joy, that current is contagious, for they are connected. They haven't tasted disillusionment, so all is possible. The mystics explain that children carry special sanctity. There is a sanctity within a child because it is connected to a world of wonder where everything is new and everything is possible. It's because of this that within the child, the current of the heart flows unimpeded. It is through the heart that one connects to all places and all times. And it is through an active heart that a spiritually dynamic individual can uplift, mitigate, any discordant streams that are prevalent within one's circle and beyond. Spiritually dynamic individual is an individual that masters carrying the sword of empathy and compassion within their heart, wielding that sword with determination and trust. Do not use that sword to injure. They use that sword to free. They free the individual without actively expressing a thing, but by connecting within the higher aspects of compassion and empathy, unifying with one individual with another's joy, with another's hope, with another's possibility, with another's wonder. They take fulcrum of compassion, and they uplift it to the higher notes. While regressive streams would have an empathic individual focus on what is wrong in the world, the child within, child connected to a world of possibility and wonder, will connect through the heart individuals. What is possible, not just what is here, but what is coming. And if our world is a primitive world, there is a space of a far less primitive time that awaits us beyond, and the child can open the vanguard of the heart to help drive the nectar from that space. Play its music within one's circle. Let us take a moment to welcome the inner child within. Not be too proud to ask the child, "What do you have to show me? What do you have to teach me?" The child is a master of compassion. Child is a master of innocence. And the child is awaiting a reunion and re-embrace.